Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Today, we're going to continue to pray the scripture. And last week, we looked at probably the most famous prayer in the Bible, the Lord's Prayer. Today, though, I thought we might look at an Old Testament prayer found in Nehemiah chapter 1. I'll give you a little bit of background on the prayer and context for it before we get into the prayer itself. Nehemiah has been in exile with God's people in Babylon. Jerusalem was destroyed, and God's people had been conquered by the Babylonians. And Nehemiah hears a report about the condition of the city. And when he hears about the condition of the city, he is brokenhearted about it. And his first response is to pray. Now, what's amazing is Nehemiah goes on to do some great things, including help rebuild the city of Jerusalem. But his first response to what he hears is prayer. I think it's important for us to consider that. Here's the prayer that he prays in Nehemiah chapter 1. O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night. For the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you, even I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place I have chosen to make my name dwell there. They are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who delights to fear your name, and give success to your servant today and grant him mercy. Lord, in times of difficulty and struggle, we need to be reminded that you are the great and awesome God. Nothing takes you by surprise. You do not leave us alone. You keep your covenant with us and your steadfast love with us always. And Lord, just like Nehemiah was feeling the weight of captivity and the destruction of Jerusalem, he starts this prayer by saying that you have not forgotten him. And similarly, God, you have not forgotten us. It may feel like that sometimes. It may feel like our lives are in ruins, but God, you don't forget us. Because of what Jesus has done for us, we have the promise, God, that you will never leave us or forsake us. And thank you that when I come to you in prayer, I have the promise that you hear me. Your eyes are not closed to me. Your ear is not deaf to me. You see and you hear. Lord, help me to be like Nehemiah, praying night and day, interceding for what's broken in my life and around me and in the lives of others. Lord, help me to pray for our country and to pray that the people of God would be light to the darkness here. Lord, like Nehemiah, would you give me a burden for the brokenness around me? Would you give me a burden to see your name made great in our world? God, I confess to you that I have sinned against you. Even I and my family have sinned against you. Forgive us for how we've acted corruptly against you and have not kept your commandments. We have not loved you. We have not loved our neighbor. We have loved things instead of you. We have loved wealth, possessions, and comfort, and God, all sorts of things instead of you. God, forgive us for all the ways that I have committed, the wrongs that I have committed against you. But Lord, we're thankful for the hope that we also see in this prayer, that if your people return to you, you will return to them. Thank you, God, most importantly, that this prayer has been fulfilled in Jesus, that God, we are yours. We are your people. You are our God. Thank you that you have restored us to yourself. And God, as you led Nehemiah to rebuild the city, use us to now rebuild what's broken in the lives of those around us and in our country. Use us to right the wrongs that have been done here Use us to fight injustice. Use us to seek your kingdom come in our lives and in our communities. God, thank you that you forgive us and you have the power to restore us. Raise up what's broken in our lives like you raised up the walls of Jerusalem again. And God, bring about more Nehemiahs in our generation who will seek to restore and rebuild what's broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a moment and conclude this prayer time with a prayer of your own to the Lord. Thanks again for listening to another Drivecast today. Come back for more episodes next week. God bless.